Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM. I have Emily Prangley Desarmo in the booth. She's from Townshippers Association, and she's the Community Outreach Coordinator. So welcome, Emily.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, what exactly do you do at Townshippers?
So I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator, as you said, and this is actually the third position that I've had since I started at Townshippers about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing health and social services stuff at the beginning, and I did 10 months of maternity replacement, and then I took over from Kate Holbrook, who many of you know very well. She's been kind of an icon of Townshippers mm-hmm. Association for many years. So I was doing cultural events coordinator, and as of April 1st, I have my very own title, Community Outreach Coordinator, and that is kind of an amalgamation of both of those positions and more. I am a bit of a jack of all trades. My territory is the entire Eastern Townships, which is the size of Belgium. So
okay.
it's a huge territory.
It is.
And my umbrella includes health and social services a bit, and as well as the arts and culture. And with this new position, they've thrown in education and literacy and also employment. So that really allows me to kind of float between all of the different work that mm-hmm. Townshippers does and work with all of my different colleagues. So I can really float around and kind of partner up and support anybody, which is really fun.
Okay, that's interesting. Could you tell us a bit about your background, Emily?
So I am a born and raised Townshipper. I'm originally from, I often say Stansted, but I'm from Tomophobia, mm-hmm. which is a real name of a town, if you can believe it. It's outside of Stansted. And I went to Galt, and then I went to Champlain, and I went to Bishop's. So I've grown up around here.
Good. And you're definitely a Townshipper. You lived abroad, and then you came back.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I went abroad with the Maysot Education Project when I finished Champlain. Do you know the mm-hmm. project? I think it's quite well known mm-hmm. in the community. So I went and I was teaching as a volunteer in Burmese migrant schools. And we actually stayed for 10 months because normally it's 6 months. But we had such a wonderful time that we stayed for 10. So I lived in Thailand for that time. And then I came back and I went to Bishop's. And then when I finished, my partner, Alex Wisdom, and I, who is his Kate's, it's Kate's son.
Oh, okay.
But he knows Kate Wisdom. Okay. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I went abroad. We moved to China for 2 years and we were teaching there.
Nice.
So, yeah, we were teaching in an international school. It's called Maple Leaf Education Systems. And so it's a Canadian certified school. The shareholders and the people who profit from those schools are Chinese. It's a Chinese-owned mm-hmm. company, but the curriculum and the teachers and the standards are all out of British Columbia. So that was a really interesting experience. And but we did decide that we wanted to come home after a couple of years, and we really settled. We really committed 100% to moving back to the townships. Alex has a tenure track position at Mansonville Elementary School,
mm-hmm.
and we bought a house as soon as we got home. And so August will be our second house anniversary, we like to call it. And you know, we got the house, we got the cars, we got the dog. Chickens. We're really settled. He got that job. I have this one, and we're really thrilled to be back. And it's neat to be back in the townships after being abroad, because I think we can see the landscape and appreciate our lifestyle here kind of with the eyes of tourists or visitors, because we have been abroad. I feel like it makes me really appreciate the life that we have here.
Townshippers is going to be having a show at the Cube, JMQ, soon. And you are going to be the host?
Yeah, we're thrilled. We're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a show called About Townshippers. This will also be called About Townshippers.
Okay.
But we have had a radio show on Knowlton side. I actually can't even give you a number. I don't mm-hmm. know how long they've been running the radio show mm-hmm. for, but I know it's a number of years, and Kate Holbrook Wisdom was very involved. And so I got thrown into that when I started working with Townshippers in December of 2016. Yeah, it's been great. We used to kind of fly pretty loose with our radio show over there, but then in the last several months, we got a radio training
mm-hmm.
and that was an initiative from my colleague Maggie, who will be joining me on the show often as a co-host, mm-hmm. I hope.
Okay.
And so that really helped us step up our game a little bit, and mm-hmm. our show has more of a format, and we've gotten some good feedback, and we're feeling more confident as radio show hosts. So we're thrilled and delighted to be starting this collaboration with CJMQ and to bringing that kind of format here and to being able to communicate and reach our townshipers, our population on this side of the lake.
Good. Really thrilled to have you too. Maggie's last name?
Severs. Maggie Severs.
Okay.
And she's a health and social services agent.
Okay, nice. So tell us a bit about what you plan to have on your show. How is that going to run?
Well, the purpose of our radio shows about townshipers is really to enrich the lives of our listeners and of the English-speaking population in the townships. So we have guests from kind of all over the map. I mean that literally and also figuratively. We touch kind of all the areas that Townshipers covers in general in its mandate. So we'll have, again, arts and culture, education, literacy, health and social services, and employment are kind of the general areas. And then sometimes we have guests on that just have information to share about like everyday life skills. So we had someone on a few weeks ago, a woman who runs a moving company, and it was a show about how to move because July 1st was coming up and we wanted to help people prepare. And but then we also have the Yamaska Literacy Council would join us quite regularly. Joanne Krogan from the Brome County Historical Society joins us regularly. We've had Play Rayon, which is an organization that works with kids in Cowansville who have intellectual disabilities and are on the autistic spectrum, and they do fantastic work. We have them on our show like at least once a year. Yeah, we really we cover so much, and our goal really is just to showcase the Eastern Townships and make sure that listeners know the services and the other organizations that are there to serve them and the things that are available, and also to emphasize the fun things that are happening and to show how rich life can be around here and make sure that people are aware of events that are going on.
So important that people do realize that there's so many services available to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And in that sense, and also in the sense of tourism and events going on, I think it's so interesting. Like sometimes if we've grown up here, we're almost blinded. It's like not being able to see the forest through the trees, however that goes. It's interesting to speak to people like my colleague Katie, who also works at Townshipers, and she's originally from BC, and she sees Sherbrooke, for example, with this, just with a new light. She really is aware of all the like interesting things that are happening, and I feel like she notices the services more, and it can be difficult, or it could be a challenge to open people's eyes, people who have grown up here.
Exactly.
To really make them see what the Eastern Townships has to offer.
Exactly. Good point. Now, what are some things coming up at Townshipers Association?
Well, I'll talk about the big one, which is Townshipers Day, which actually...
Townshipers Festival.
Townshipers Festival. Anytime you say Townshipers Day, just take a moment to... you know, take that out of your vocabulary. It is now the Festival de Townshipers Festival. So it's Townshipers Festival, and that's coming up on September 29th. So mark it down.
That's a Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, the end of September.
Yes. Yeah, it's a, I believe it's a little bit later than it normally is, but it's around the same time. And that will be at Richmond Regional High School. So one of the things that we did in the year that we took off from Townshipers Festival, Townshipers Day, was the purpose was to really rethink it and make it better and to adapt it to our times, if I can say that. So one of the things that's changed is that rather than collaborating with a different community, a different municipality every year, our plan at the moment is to be working with the high schools. So this year we'll be working with Richmond Regional.
Okay.
And then the plan is for next year to be at Massivania and then at Galt.
Okay. Nice.
Afterwards in the third year. So people who attend, to be honest, I don't think that you'll notice much of a difference from other Townshipers Day. We've really kept the essence and the core of what Townshipers Day is. Mostly the changes are behind the scenes in the way that we organize it. So we hope that it'll be, we hope that all the changes that we've made are for the better, and we have high hopes.
Good. Well, I think everybody's looking forward to it.
So are we.
It's always a fun day. Good. And any other activities or events, services coming up at Townshippers?
Well, to be honest, our services kind of slow down. Things kind of slow down in the summer because part of it is because we work a lot around the kind of the school system really has an effect on on people in the area, doesn't it? And because people are on holiday and things really do slow down. Some of our partners close completely for the summer. So Townshippers doesn't close, but it's definitely true that we slow down a little bit. But we'll be present at
the street festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll be present at that.
Good.
Keep an eye on our community calendar that you can see through the Townshippers website, and you can find out about things going on through that.
Okay, so if anybody has any questions, they can just go to the Townshippers website, and all the information is there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a whole website just dedicated, there's a section of it dedicated just to the festival. And then, as I mentioned, we do have the community calendar. If you have a weekend or whatever and you're wondering what to do, you can always go and look on there. I also have a Facebook page. It's a profile. It's Emily P. DeSormo. And please feel free to add me as a friend and follow me. I share things often. I've always got my eyes open for interesting things going on. I have some different connections around around the township. And so my Facebook profile can be a good source of things to do in the coming weeks as well.
Great. Well, we look forward to having your show on, Townshippers Show, and you being the host. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Emily?
No, just express my enthusiasm and say that we can't wait to get started.
Good. I'll see you there. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.